Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
On the air, it's a good thing I didn't talk about, you know, what I did when I woke up this morning.
Thank goodness. You wouldn't really deny us that, would you?
No, I might. We're live from the Manning Family Children's, and this is the annual Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by Ray and Jessica Brandt's Family Foundation. And they're just so generous that we're so happy to be here again this year. And we are live on WWL AM FM, WWL.com, and streaming live on the Odyssey app. We have a lot to talk about. We do this every year. Many of you have been with us through this before. And I tell you, it's a really special time. In fact, I just ran into the bass player for the Molly Ringwalds because his son just had back surgery and he was here at Manning Family Children's and he gets to go home today. So we'll talk to them if we get a chance, but there's really so much to talk about. And look, this is a day when we just put politics and we put just really everything aside, and we do something for kids that need us. And to see the children walking through the lobby, I just saw a young boy, I guess he was about 7 years old, and he was walking in the lobby with his nurse, and right behind him was his IV, which had like three bags attached to it. So here's a young boy who can't go anywhere without his IVs. But I'll tell you, you know, in the midst of all of this, what amazes me most is that so many of these children find a way to find a life and happiness at Manning Family Children's. And it's such a blessing to see the smiles on their faces. And that's because of the staff here. So here's what you can do. First of all, if you don't have any kind of relationship with Manning Family Children's because your children have never been here, you know, you might think, well, you know, I don't really know anything about that. If you don't have a relationship with this hospital, that's a good thing. But if you don't have a relationship with this hospital, that might be maybe the best reason to give, because you never know when your child or a child in your family might end up here. And like I just said, I just ran into the bass player for the Molly Ringwalds, who have that great Christmas song, which we're going to play a little bit later in the show. And, I mean, they didn't expect that their son would be here, but he's here. And so this place is such a special place because they do so much to take care of kids. And you get a chance to help us today because we need you to help us. So during this Light Up the Season Radiothon, we're asking you to help. Whatever little you can do. If you can do something big, that's incredible. But you can call the TrainSouth.com phone lines. Open all day today. Here's the number, 888-780-8811. 888-780-8811. Or give by texting NOLA KIDS to 34984. Text NOLA KIDS to 34984. And this is just an opportunity for you to give. The families who have had kids here, of course they want to give. But even those of you who, again, have no relationship with this hospital, I encourage you to find room in your heart to give something. because it does really, really help. And we love doing this radiothon every year. And I will remind you of these phone numbers. And I'm also going to remind you, if you buy a $4 cup of coffee 5 days a week, you're going to be amazed at how much that adds up to every month. Could you maybe match that and give just that simple amount to Manning Family Children's? So among the people that we're going to talk to today is, oh, we've got to go to Ian?
Yeah, I just want to say hello and so glad to be here with you.
Oh, that's right. Ian Hoke, our producer, is here. Yeah, I'm sorry, I get wrapped up talking about the kids.
It's not about me today. I did just want to remind everybody that we have a matching hour a matching sponsor this hour. Thank you very much to Goodwill of Southeast Louisiana. They're going to match your donations this hour up to $1,000. So your donation makes an even bigger impact. You can become a miracle maker for the low, low price of $15 a month. I can spend $15 on some pretty stupid stuff. I would love to be spending that instead on helping kids. So get that done, and back to you, Scoot.
All right, so this hour at Manning Family Children's, we're going to talk about something that sometimes you see commercials for. It's children that have a cleft lip, cleft palate, or other face, head, or neck abnormalities. A lot of these kids really can't eat. It's the Craniofacial Center here at Manning Family Children's, and Dr. Mohammed Massawi is a plastic and reconstructive surgeon, and he joins us here at our broadcast location in the lobby. Doctor, welcome to the show.
Scoot, thank you so much. It's a pleasure to be here.
I see these kids, and it breaks my heart because nobody asked for that. It just happens. There's nothing you can do to prevent that from happening, is there?
No, there isn't. And whether it happens because of a random mutation or a genetic disposition, you know, these families turn to us, these children turn to us. For our specialized team, we have a large multidisciplinary team here that's here to support not just the patient and all their needs, but also the whole family.
Don't some of these kids have a hard time eating?
They have a hard time eating, breathing, and a multitude of other conditions which may be related to their cleft lip, palate, or the genetic syndromes that are associated with these. And we have a wonderful care team here of many specialists who can provide for every one of those needs individually. And what's really special here at Manning Family Children's is we're truly a team. There are other places that have specialists who have the training individually but do not work as a cohesive team like we do. Parents come, patients come, one-stop shop. They see all the professionals at one visit, and we can support them in any of their concerns and questions.
Doctor, what is it like when you see a child right before surgery and then you see the child after surgery healed? And talk about the exuberance in their life.
Yeah, to be a part of that journey with them and their family, it's incredible. It's special. We will sometimes meet not just the child for the first time, but maybe a pregnant mother who just had their 20-week ultrasound for the first time. They were very excited to see the first sort of semblance of their child, and they notice on the ultrasound they might have a cleft lip. There's a huge rush of emotion that comes with that and uncertainty. And to go from that to the immediate gratification they experience and see, and this journey really starts not just from there, but all the way till they're 18 and 20 years old. We see them through that whole journey. We watched them thrive, and it's just incredibly special.
How early do you do surgery on these kids?
It can be as early as within a few days of life.
Really?
In those specific scenarios, it's more related to troubles with breathing. And we provide specialized services which can, depending on the nature of their condition, can help them avoid having a tracheostomy and other conditions. I can just think back to a patient that we had two months ago who was in southern Alabama. The family had a child who had a small jaw and difficulty breathing, and they were being sent home on a breathing assistance and a monitor. This was incredibly scary for new young parents. And they happened to know someone who knew about our team and reached out and said, do you take care of children with this condition? I said, absolutely. And to kind of show you the teamwork that we have, we had our team reach out to that NICU within a day, working on the transfer here. Within 3 weeks, they had their surgery, which required surgically growing the jaw, so to speak, so that they could breathe. And now they went from a condition that could have been life-threatening, where breathing was an issue, they couldn't gain weight, to going home, no monitor, no assistance breathing, and the family is like over the moon.
It's amazing when I see these kids, and you know, it's, you know, I was always, you know, all of my life I've been self-conscious about the way I look, and so many people are. You can imagine how shunned these people are in school or in just social settings.
Yeah, it can be incredibly difficult to see a child struggle through bullying and how they are perceived in the world, but we have the ability to help guide them on this journey, help sort of surgically manage and through not just surgery, but medically manage and through therapy, the stigma that comes with these conditions, and so that they are thriving, they're graduating, going on to college successful, and socially integrating, you know, normally just like any other kid. And that's really so gratifying to see them along that journey and make that progress.
I don't know if everybody understands this about doctors, but there has to be a drive in you that wants to give to people. I mean, you can't just be a doctor for the money. You can't just be a doctor for the prestige. You can't just be a doctor for the babes. You know, you're a doctor because you love what you do.
Yes, I'm incredibly passionate. And, you know, my journey was a long journey. 10 years of surgical training after medical school. And I've just been so impacted by the lives of these children. And what's really pushed me even to another level is having three of my own children. And my wife is also a physician for newborn babies in the ICU. And we're just incredibly passionate about what we do and the way we can impact people's lives.
What would you say to somebody listening right now that might encourage them to give? First of all, no children are turned down.
That's right.
So a lot of these donations go to taking care of those children who have no means, their parents have no means to pay for this, no insurance, no means to pay for it. So it is the donations that come from our audience that helps those people.
Yeah, I really love how you connecting with people about how such even a small gift can make such a big impact. But I want people to really realize it's not just about giving money. You're becoming part of each of these child stories and journeys through your donation, through your gift, through your love. And we appreciate that so much. And it really allows us to continue to be there for the children, for the family, stand in the gap, meet them where their needs are, and provide the care that they need so that they can thrive.
Dr. Mohammed Massawi, thank you for being with us, but also thank you for the work that you do here at Manning Family Children's.
It's my pleasure.
All right, thanks. All right, coming up, we are going to talk to a young patient, and we're going to talk to her experience, we're going to talk to her and her mom about their experience here at Manning Family Children's, and we'll be back. And look, I want to remind you, you can give right now. And please, look, I am so proud of our audience, and we're not in competition. You know, this is a whole station effort. But I am amazed every year how our audience from 1 to 4 really comes through and does an incredible job of donating. I mean, we have set records, and I'm so grateful to all of you for helping us help these kids. So here's how you can give, even if it's a little. You can go to the trainsouth.com phone lines. The number is 888-780-8811. That's 888-780-8811. Or text NOLA KIDS to 34984. That's NOLA KIDS to 34984. Or you can even go to manningchildrens.org/radiothon and give online. manningchildrens.org/radiothon.
We have an update on the big board, Scoot. We so far this hour have three donations, three miracle makers. We need 9 more before we hit 2 o'clock. I feel very confident we'll get to that number. Thank you so much. Also want to shout out a local business here in town, Event Producers, who just chipped in 1,000 big ones. That's
wow.
Worth two dongs.
Hey,
rip,
whoa.
Chapter. Yeah, I love these cowbells.
All right, yeah. Hey, either we just got a donation in or Mississippi State just scored a touchdown. I'm not sure which it is.
I think we know which it is.
Okay. Thank you for your donation. So we've got three. So we need nine more to meet our goal.
Yeah.
I don't think we have ever not met our goal. So let's meet this goal, and you can help us meet the goal right now. So I'll give out the numbers again. 888-780-8811. 888-780-8811. Or text NOLA KIDS to 34984. And I'm Scoot. Ian Hoke is with me, and we will be right back with more live from Manning Family Children's, the annual Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation on WWL AMFM and WWL.com. Left abnormalities and how they change. They get to smile.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense, while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What? All right, good afternoon. I'm Scoot. And we're live from Manning Family Children's. It's the annual Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation. And we're live on WWL AMFM and WWL.com, streaming free on the Odyssey app as well. You know, this is a time every year when I feel like I'm giving, and it does feel good to give, and it's a chance for you to give. And Goodwill of Southeast Louisiana is matching. This is a matching hour up to, I think, $1,000. Is that right?
That's right.
So whatever you give up to $1,000, you are going to have your donation matched by Goodwill of Southeast Louisiana. And I want to remind you, the gong sponsor is Kia of Covington.
Yes.
And they are just so happy to be involved in all of this. Kia of Covington is sponsoring the gong. And every time we get a chance to hit that, we will. All right, right now we're up to five. We need seven more people to donate to make our goal this hour. We have never not met our goal at the Radiothon every year, and I expect we're going to make our goal every hour this year, and we make our goal because of you. I can't do it, but you can do it, and you can help us. So if you can give a little, give as much as you can. It is so worthwhile because every dollar stays right here. It doesn't go anywhere else. I want to introduce you to Abigail and her mom, Christina. Christina and Abigail, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Hey.
Hi.
All right, Christina, tell me about Abigail's journey here at Manning Family Children's.
Her journey just began here in 2024. We come from Florida, and this place was highly recommended by her team in Florida. And it has just been an amazing journey with this hospital. Everybody's been wonderful. She's had...
I'm going to put this a little bit closer.
She's had two procedures.
Okay.
I know how to because I had a thingy at home.
She's awesome. She's directing the engineers.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Cool.
Right.
You're awesome.
She's grown. she's grown now. But she's had a couple procedures here. Oh. The most recent was her tracheostomy. And I could not have asked for a better place.
Bailey!
she's shouting to some of the nurses who were on the other
Look,
floor.
I got my face painted.
And so, I mean, obviously, this is somebody who has so bonded with the nurses and doctors here.
Yes, we were here for a month and a half, and everybody was absolutely, positively wonderful. I couldn't have asked for a better staff. Everybody from the doctors to the housekeeping. Everybody was just phenomenal with Abby and also with me.
I was just going to ask you, Christina, you had to have needed a lot of support.
I do, because I've had bad experiences. You know, I've almost lost Abby due to a simple procedure, an adenoidectomy, which is supposed to be a simple in-and-out surgery.
Yeah.
Not at this hospital, but we were in the hospital for a month on that one, on a vent for 11 days, and she coded on us twice.
Oh, my God.
And
wow.
That's over an adenoid surgery.
And
wow. But we came here, and they did this whole thing, and by the time week three came, she was ready to go home.
Hi.
She was ready to go home, healed.
That is really awesome. So let me talk to Abigail for just a moment. So Abigail, wait. So you are going to be the queen of the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade this weekend? You're the queen of the parade?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Well, you're beautiful, and your face is painted. And you're talking on the radio. Yeah. So Abigail, you're going to be the queen on a float. I'm going to be in the parade. We're all going to be in the parade. Our radio station is going to be in the parade, too. So have you ever been in a parade?
No, but I've watched one before.
So you kind of know what it looks like, and now you're going to be in one. So that's going to be exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. How are you feeling?
Perfect. Actually perfect.
That's great.
I see you, you were waving to people on the second level up here.
Oh, yeah.
Who were those people?
So one was Bailey, but the others, I was waving at them too.
Okay, and who's Bailey?
A headlock specialist that has helped me through the hospital stay, and he took me to the playroom multiple times.
Good.
And he actually gave me things that I would like.
That's great. Sweet. They do really try to make a home for you here, don't they?
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite artist, favorite music?
Oh, yes. Yes, I do.
Who do you like?
I absolutely love Lizzo. Hold up. I got to think.
It's okay. Lizzo's cool.
We like Lizzo. We play
Lizzo
all the time.
Yeah, we play Lizzo.
We're big Lizzo fans.
It's okay.
Lainey Wilson.
There you go.
Lainey Wilson.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. She's from here in Louisiana.
He's a good singer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a country singer.
Yeah, that's right. That's
fantastic.
Right. Christina, what changes have you seen in Abigail since she has been at Children's Manning Family Children's?
She's more confident.
I don't know what she was like before, but she's quite confident now.
Well, before she was outspoken and she was loved everybody, but since coming here and having the trach, I thought she was going to have some issues with getting back to normal and being herself. Just saying, it has not slowed her down. Everybody that has helped us helped her learn how to cope. Learn how to cope with all that was happening to her.
Yeah.
Because all this is new. She just got the trach on the 6th of October. And, you would never tell that she just got it.
Yeah.
She is just, she talks more now than she did before.
That's amazing.
And it, without everybody here, it wouldn't have been possible.
Well, those are the blessings that come along with something like that surgery, where you don't understand that somebody's their speech is being suppressed, and then the surgery, opens that up for her to be very outspoken.
Well, as soon as they did her first trach change, first thing that came out of her mouth was "Mama." And she started crying, bawling her eyes out,
so sweet.
And hugging me because she thought her voice was going to be gone. And it wasn't. And she was just so happy that she could still hear herself.
So, Abigail, was that scary for you at first?
Yes, because I couldn't talk, but I could only manage a small whisper whenever I covered my head.
Yeah. And now you can talk.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing great. So you really couldn't hear yourself talk before?
I couldn't hear myself talk, and I thought I was going to lose my voice for until my headache was gone. Mm-hmm. But I actually got to talk. Like, as soon as I had my headache pain, and I got a speaking valve, so I sound like myself more normally, but without it, I can talk like myself.
Before the trach, she could speak. She was worried her voice was going to change. She wasn't going to sound
the same. Oh, I see. Okay.
So she could speak. We were losing her airway. That's why we had to do the trach.
I see.
And, yeah, so whenever she realized she could actually speak and still sound like herself.
She was thrilled.
Because she sounds just like she did before the trach.
That's great.
So,
that's great.
And everybody has been so amazing helping us with getting everything we need for her.
Hey, look, Abigail, we're going to see you Saturday in the parade. You're going to be up on a float.
Yeah.
And you're going to wave to people?
Yeah.
You're going to wave to people?
Yeah.
Are you going to, like, shout to people?
Yes.
Yes.
I will.
You can shout.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Abigail, since you're going to be the queen, you know, queens get to make rules and laws and kind of tell other people what to do.
Huh.
What is Queen Abigail? What's your decree? What do you want for your people?
So I want them to have ornaments, plushies, beads, and whatever they can get.
Oh, that's
all
perfect.
Right. Cool.
You'll be loaded up.
Christina, Abigail, thank you guys for being with us. And we'll see you Saturday afternoon at the Manning Family Children's Holiday Parade.
Thank you for having us.
All right, guys.
So
hey,
much,
listen.
Guys.
We just got a note. Billy Nungesser.
Hey, right. No kidding.
Is that Billy Nungesser?
It might
or
be
is
Billy,
Billy
Nungesser.
N?
Might just be Billy N.
It might just be Billy N.
It is possible there's another
it
Billy,
might be Billy
with
N.
N out there.
Anyway, Billy N. Covington. Yeah, it's probably just Billy N.
If it was Billy Nungesser, I'm sure he would want us to know it's Billy Nungesser.
Yeah, he wouldn't just say Billy N.
Billy N.
Hey, Billy N., thank you. $500 donation.
Yes. Great job. We're going to hit the Kia of Covington Happy Kia Gong. Thank
right.
you so much, Bill. Oh, look,
Billy,
another one.
Oh,
thank you.
Another one.
Another one just came in here.
This
Sharon
cool.
B. from Ponchatoula gave another $500. Hit the Happy Kia Gong.
All right, man. The North Shore is killing it.
Popping.
Listen, and all of these are matched by Goodwill of Southeast Louisiana. It's a matching hour right now. All right, we are live at the Manning Family Children's annual Light Up the Season Radiothon. And look, here's how you can give. It's real simple. The number is 888, and this is the train.com, trainsouth.com phone line, 888-780-8811. That's 888-780-8811. And it's open right now. Or you can text a donation by texting NOLA KIDS to 34984. That's NOLA KIDS to 34984. And we look forward to your donations. All right, we've got nine. We've got nine already. We just need three more. And we've got 20 minutes to go.
That's
all right, we need
manageable.
Three more. All right, we're going to talk to more people. And, again, this is just such a fun thing to do because I see what's coming out of our audience. And I love you guys. You are so awesome. And thank you for giving. And all of this money stays right here. And it helps the people that you're hearing us talk about. It helps the doctors as well. And since no child is turned away, your donations help pay for those kids whose families can't afford it. I mean, imagine if your child was sick and you couldn't afford to get them basic medical care. Well, that's what your donations do, in part. They take care of those kids that are in families that don't have the means to take care of anything. So thank you for what you do, and thank you for being part of this. All right, again, the number is 888-780-8811. And we're coming right back with more of your comments here. And please donate when you can. And this whole Light Up the Season Radiothon is presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, we got a doctor right here. Yeah, somebody give me a doctor. We got a doctor right here. I'm Scoot. We are live from the Manning Family Children's annual Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation on WWL AMFM and WWL.com, streaming live on the Odyssey app as well. And Dr. Kyle Fulton is with us. He's the only fellowship-trained pediatric. It's cranial facial?
Yes, sir.
Cranial facial doctor in this whole region, and that is very special. Doctor, welcome.
Thank you.
All right, so, you know, most people are really concerned about the way they look, and to deal with things about the face and the head, you are in some ways a miracle worker.
Thank you. So what I love about my job is I get to take care of kids, and I'm a pediatrician. I'm not a surgeon. I'm not in the operating room. I'm in the clinic with families. I am sitting beside them and get to hold their hands from a prenatal diagnosis when the OB doctor at that 20-week ultrasound says, your little one's got a cleft lip. I take over at that point and get to meet with the family and be with them from there all the way up until they graduate from our program around 20-ish years old.
There is no parent listening right now that can't relate to what that might feel like if they were told that about their child.
Absolutely, and that's what I love is I'm able to sit in the room. I'm able to take the time to go through all of the things that this might entail for their child. And my job, while I have specialized training to know about the differences of kind of craniofacial anatomy, like cleft lip and cleft palates, I'm a pediatrician. I specialize in taking care of the whole child. So it allows everybody on my team to do what they do best, to do surgery, to worry about hearing, to worry about the teeth, while I worry about the child. And I help the family make sure that the child is doing amazing.
Do you have mental health people on your staff?
We do. It's one of the newest members of our team. She joined us about 2 years ago. She's a neuropsychologist with specialized training to take care of kids, and she helps us with development, make sure that our kids are developing appropriately, also helps us with behavioral concerns, as well as any issues with school, from learning to getting along with other kids and having other kids get along with them.
What is your biggest challenge?
It's a great question. I think my biggest challenge is not having enough people that do complex care pediatrics, kind of helping take care of these kids, kind of helping the families put all of these complex puzzles together.
How do you not let the emotion of the family get to you?
So I sometimes do, but most of the time I'm there, I'm a problem solver, I'm the fixer. So I'm typically the one kind of helping the family work through those things to kind of get to an end point, to make a plan, to put all of these, the inputs together from all the specialists, not only the specialists that are on my team, which is 14 or 15 different specialties, but also including all of a child's other specialists, whether that's a heart doctor or the orthopedics team or the GI team, whoever else is on that team. I make sure that their input gets put together, and I help the family put all that together and make one plan for their child and make sure that everything kind of goes together, so that we are all working together and everybody's kind of talking.
Dr. Fulton, how long is the average child with you?
Like in clinic or?
In clinic.
So it depends. If it's a quick visit, sometimes 15, 20 minutes, but it wouldn't be uncommon for me to have a 2.5 hour long visit with a family sitting in clinic, going through all of their issues, going through every single thing that's going on, making sure that we have a plan for every single
thing. What about in terms of days or weeks?
So I help take care of the child starting at if we've got a prenatal diagnosis, which is some of my favorite visits, having those moms come in when they're super, super scared and super worried. I get to meet with them and kind of walk them through what this journey is going to look like. And you see the stress melt from their face before, kind of as we're talking and before they leave. And then as soon as the baby gets here, I join the team, whether that's here at Manning Family Children's or if a child's born at a NICU outside of the region, I kind of help make sure things are going well there and facilitate transfer if needed. But I kind of help the family hold their hand from birth all the way up to between 18 and 22.
Wow.
Depending on how old the young adults are when they graduate from our program.
And Doctor, what would you say to people listening in terms of the need for their help, the need for them to donate something?
Because of the donations of our community, I never have to worry about getting care for the children that I take care of. When we have something that needs to be done, we're able to get it done. Whether that is dental care, whether that is a surgery, whether that's even braces for my kids with cleft lip and palate is super important. And because of the donations, I never have to worry about insurance or family's ability to pay. The kids get the care.
Dr. Kyle Fulton, thank you for what you do, and thank you for explaining that. So because of your donations, Dr. Fulton doesn't have to worry about getting care for the kids. Because of your donations, the kids get care. And that is an amazing gift that you have a chance to give. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
All right. The TrainSouth.com phone number is 888-780-8811. 888-780-8811.
Couple quick updates for you. Number one, we got Mark, the historian, who's always in the SOT audience, listens every day. He texted in and said, I inherited my mom's investment account when she died. I just donated my monthly dividend check. I was 2 months early. In the dark ages in 1964, and I challenge another long shot preemie who made it to match me here. Mark just chucked in $484.74. Mark, thank you so much.
Awesome. That's incredible. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark. We love you, man. We also need to ring the Kia of Covington. Happy Kia gong for Craig B. in Metairie, who kicked in $500. You ready? Who's going to ring that gong?
Hit that gong. Hit the gong. There you go. All right.
Thank you so much. And Scoot, this is great news. We have 11 donations this hour. We only need one more to make our goal.
Okay, let's go. One more.
We need one more, y'all.
888-780-8811. 888-780-8811. Or text NOLA Kids to 34984. NOLA Kids to 34984. I'm Scoot, and we will be right back live. Ian is with me, and we'll be right back live from the Manning Family Children's Light Up the Season Radiothon on WWL. What I notice here at Manning Family Children's is the dreams that come true. And these kids, they have dreams. Many of them spend a lot of time here. Maybe months here. And at Manning Family Children's, what they do is they create play areas. They create areas that make them feel like they're a child in a childlike setting. And your donations go to help support all of this. And no child is turned away. And imagine how you would feel if you were a parent and something were wrong with your child and you didn't have the money to pay for them to get the care they needed. That's what your donations go toward here at Manning Family Children's. And that's why it's so important to donate whatever you can. And, man, we've had some incredible donations. PJ, how much did we go over the last hour?
18 total. Hey, that's huge. So we had exceeded our goal. Our goal was 12. We got 18.
All right. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
We went beyond the goal of 12. We hit 18. We have a goal of 10 this hour, so let's do what we need to do. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back from Manning Family Children's Light Up the Season Radiothon presented by the Ray and Jessica Brandt Family Foundation, live on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.